98.3 The Coast. I'm Ginger Martin with the Coast Social Network this morning. It's from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh. And today we are with the Berrien Community Foundation and Susan Matheny. She's the BCF program manager. And her guest is Bill Downey. He's the communications manager at Cook Nuclear Plant and the chair of the Heart of Cook Grant Programs. So, Susan, I'm going to start with you first and just kind of ask you, what's new and upcoming at Berrien Community Foundation?
Of course, right now is scholarship season. So scholarships are available for application on our website. They're due March 1st. Golden Acorn Classroom mini grant applications are available on our website. Those are for teachers and other school staff due February 15th. We also are, I'm teasing a little something, where we're going to do a grant writing workshop coming up on February 8th. And go to our website to find out more and the RSVP if you're interested in learning more about grant writing. But today, I really would love to focus on another great member of what I like to call BCF's grant-making family, which is the Heart of Cook.
Okay, Susan, so tell us a little bit more about this.
BCF's main goal, of course, is to help resources in the community meet the needs in the community. And one of the ways we do that is we provide grants through our many grant programs from our foundation's own endowment and from others. Like the four good grants are from our own endowment, but we also help resources meet needs by providing administrative services to other organizations that wish to make grants to help the community. One of those great examples is, of course, the Heart of Cook grant program.
So this is where Bill comes in then. Bill, tell our listeners what the Heart of Cook Foundation is.
Well, good morning, Ginger. It's good to talk to you today, and thanks for having me. Hey, I'm absolutely excited to talk about the Heart of Cook grant programs through the Heart of Cook Foundation. And for those who may not know, the Heart of Cook is a grant program that's been funded by the Indiana-Michigan Power's Cook Nuclear Plant. And it started back in 2003, 2004, thereabouts. And it helps nonprofit organizations in Southwest Michigan, Northwest Indiana, basically fill some of the gaps in what they're trying to do. You know, you see a lot of the big splashy grants in the newspapers that you know are for big dollars, and you know we do some of those through our American Electric Power Foundation out of Columbus, Ohio. But we wanted to do something a little more grassroots for the community, and so the Heart of Cook plant grants they're a little bit smaller and not quite as sexy, but we try to spread the money around to make sure a lot of our nonprofits in the area get the things they need to do the hard work that they do. And so we've got a number of grant program or grants that we give out each year, I can tell you a little bit about some of those as well and what our focus area is. And I'll kind of jump right over to that. We do competitive grants once a year, you know, usually in January is when they come out. And they we're targeting grants that are going after educational and human service needs, environmental nonprofit projects. Again, things that not necessarily big giant capital programs, but that's not to say that we don't contribute to those things as well. You know, we want to make sure our nonprofits get what they need to do the work that they do, as I said. And so, you know, we have two types of grants. We have mini grants. They range from anywhere from $100 to $500. And then we have larger grants that are above $500, you know, and go up to $10,000. And we try to spread this money out to as many organizations as we can. I think Susie can probably tell you that we get a lot of grant applications in every year. I don't know how many, but she has to kind of organize all those. Susie, how many do we usually get on average? Can you say?
Oh, gosh. In some years, we've seen as many as 85 to 90 applications.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And do Cook employees review these applications then?
They absolutely do. We have, they're very invested. Our employee base is very invested in this. And we've got an employee committee that looks at every one of these applications. And we wish we could grant them all. But, you know, we usually have to narrow that down to, you know, anywhere from, you know, 25, 30, sometimes up to 40 organizations, depending on how we can spread that money around and make it go to good use. But we take great pains at making sure that we put that money where it needs to go and where it's going to do the most good, just like a lot of organizations do. But we want to make sure that we're putting our oar in for the community.
Absolutely. It sounds like you're doing great things. Susan, how can a group apply for one of these grants?
Well, before I say that, I just want to give a real like shout out to the Cook Plant. You know, the folks, these folks, they work so hard to bring the product, bring, you know, nuclear energy to us. And then they still have this huge heart for philanthropy. You can tell that this is a really important thing to them and that they're very proud to be able to give back to the community. But as far as who can apply, eligible agencies are 501c3 nonprofits, schools, municipalities, religious organizations doing community work, in all of the Indiana, Michigan Power Service Territory. So folks, so it would be Southwest Michigan, but also part of Northwest Indiana, you know. So applications and more information are available on our website at berriancommunity.org. If you go to the grants tab, you can find the Heart of Cook grants. And the due date for these grants is February 14th. So Valentine's Day and Heart of Cook, get it? I feel like there's synergy with that. if people have more questions, they can certainly reach out to the foundation and ask us. And we're happy to, you know, answer any questions about eligibility or projects that get funded or any of that kind of stuff.
Bill Donney, chair of the Heart of Cook Grant Programs, and Susan Matheny with Berrien Community Foundation. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Coast Social Network. It's from the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District, local, organic, farm fresh on 98.3 The Coast.